Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Ezekiel 7, punishment for wickedness foretold. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "And you, son of man, thus says the Lord God to the land of Israel, an end. The end is coming on the four corners of the land. Now the end is upon you, and I will send my anger against you. I will judge you according to your ways and bring all your abominations upon you. For my eye will have no pity on you, nor will I spare you, but I will bring your ways upon you, and your abominations will be among you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, a disaster, unique disaster, behold, it is coming. An end is coming. The end has come. It is awakened against you. Behold, it has come. Your doom has come to you. O inhabitant of the land, the time has come. The day is near. Tumult rather than joyful shouting on the mountains. Now I will shortly pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. Judge you according to your ways and bring on you all your abominations. My eye will show no pity, nor will I spare. I will repay you according to your ways while your abominations are in your midst. Then you will know that I, the Lord, do the smiting. Behold the day. Behold, it is coming. Your doom has gone forth. The rod has budded. Arrogance has blossomed. Violence has grown into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, none of their people, none of their wealth, nor anything eminent among them. The time has come, the day has arrived. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is against all their multitude. Indeed, the seller will not regain what he sold as long as they both live, for the vision regarding all their multitude will not be averted, nor will any of them maintain his life by his iniquity. They have blown the trumpet and made everything ready, but no one is going to the battle, for my wrath is against all their multitude. The sword is outside, and the plague and the famine are within. He who is in the field will die by the sword. Famine and the plague will also consume those in the city. Even when their survivors escape, they will be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, each over his own iniquity. All hands will hang limp, and all knees will become like water. They will gird themselves with sackcloth, and shuddering will overwhelm them. and shame will be on all faces and baldness on all their heads. They will fling their silver into the streets, and their gold will become an abhorrent thing. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They cannot satisfy their appetite, nor can they fill their stomachs, for their iniquity has become an occasion of stumbling. The temple profaned. They transformed the beauty of his ornaments into pride, and they made the images of their abominations and their detestable things with it. Therefore, I will make it an abhorrent thing to them. I will give it into the hands of the foreigners as plunder, and to the wicked of the earth as spoil, and they will profane it. I will also turn my face from them, and they will profane my secret place. Then robbers will enter and profane it. Make the chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Therefore I will bring the worst of the nations, and they will possess their houses. I will also make the pride of the strong ones cease, and their holy places will be profaned. When anguish comes, they will seek peace, but there will be none. Disaster will come upon disaster, and rumor will be added to rumor. When they will seek a vision from a prophet, but the law will be lost from the priests and counsel from the elders. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed with horror, and the hands of the people of the land will tremble. According to their conduct, I will deal with them, and by their judgments, I will judge them. And they will know that I am the Lord. In Ezekiel 7, one of the things that keeps coming to me just over and over is he mentions your abominations. God says your abominations are going to be among you. Your abominations are coming on you. Because of your abominations, he's going to destroy Israel. And there are some things that he says in the Bible that he describes as abominations. And even when he's talking here about the temple, God's ornaments, it says that we have brought the images of our abominations. So not just the abominations, but also we've created an idol with these abominations. And some of the things that he's talked about as abominations would be lying is an abomination. Worshiping God with pagan symbols and traditions is an abomination. Homosexuality is an abomination. But most of us, as Christians today, we put all of our focus on one of those. And we look to homosexuality as, there it is, that's the one. Because of that, God's mad. He called lying an abomination. So that puts lying and homosexuality on the same level. And also worshiping God in ways that he did not want to be worshiped. He said, these are my high holidays. These are the ordinances that I'm giving you about these high holidays. They should always be a holy convocation set aside. And you should recognize them, and you should worship me this way. Yet today, as Christians, so many people say, well, I'm going to worship God the way that I want to. Well, that's an abomination to him. That he flat out said, do it this way. This is what I prefer. Because when we do it the way that we want to do it, most of the time we're talking about pagan traditions. Pagan traditions are throughout our Christian traditions in worshiping God, celebrating him. We say, well, we're still celebrating him. He appreciates that. No, he said, don't do it that way. That is an abomination to me. So, because of these things, we have to really dig deep. Lying, homosexuality, and pagan worship of God, using pagan symbols and traditions to worship God, they all come from idolatry. And it's self. idolatry. We put ourselves, our desires, our wants above God's. So God said that men shouldn't wear women's clothing. God said that, all the stuff that God said about homosexuality and it being an abomination. But he also said those who have a slandering or a untrue, who can't be trusted, who lie, it's an abomination. But why do we lie? To protect ourselves or to self-elevate. Why do we decide that we're going to have a focus on homosexuality as it is normal and okay? Because that's what I want. Self-idolatry. Why is it that we decide that the holidays that we have, where we decided this is how we're going to celebrate the Lord, even though he said not to do so, that's putting ourselves and our desires and our will above God's. And he said, I'm bringing the end. He said, not only is the end coming, but the end is here. It's here. And those abominations are going to be the end of us. So Father, please forgive us. Forgive us for taking other people's sin and making it bigger than our own. Forgive us for pointing the fingers of shame at everyone else without looking at ourselves first. Forgive us for lying, for speaking untruths, not just protecting other people, but also protecting or elevating ourself and our own agenda. And forgive us for not worshiping you in the way that you desire to be worshiped. Our only desire is to bring your will, your kingdom here. So Father, please show us, convict us, guide us as we desire to do the things the way that you would want them to be done. And then Holy Spirit, just help us that we can walk in that knowledge and understanding, not just doing it because it says so, but doing it because we understand why God wants to be worshiped that way. So Father, forgive us. We repent. Change our minds about those things that are abominations to you. Give us your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.